Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Daf Mem Aleph, Chulin 41a, pagination is 81. We'll start from the Mishnah, six lines from the bottom of the page. Until this point, we considered different cases where either there was an act of Avodah Zarah being done, or there were thoughts relating to Avodah Zarah. This Mishnah will explore cases where nothing bad is intended, but there are certain things that are lookalikes to Avodah Zarah and are therefore forbidden. Ein shochtin lo lesoch yamim. Person is not allowed to shecht into the sea. Velo lesoch naharos, or into the rivers. Velo lesoch kelim, and not into vessels. All of these give the impression that he's doing some sort of Avodah Zarah, either to the Avodah Zarah of the water, or that he's going to take this blood and sprinkle it for Avodah Zarah. And therefore, these activities straight away are going to be forbidden. We'll see tikkunim, ways to address whatever concerns he has, in a moment. Avol shochetu lesoch uga shalmayim, but he would be allowed to shecht into a pool of water. The Gemara tells us that it has to be water that's ahurim, dark, dirty water, because if it was clean water and was providing a reflection, then it could be that it's giving the impression that he's shechting to his own reflection. Uvasfina, if a person is on a ship, so he really does want to be able to shecht into vessels that will contain the blood and not sully the ship. Al gabe kelim, what he can do is he can shecht onto vessels that would conduit the blood into the water. And because he's not shechting directly into the water, it doesn't give the impression that he's serving the deity related to water. It flows in, and that's okay. Ein shochtin leguma kol iker. Likewise, it's forbidden to shecht into a pit at all. Not allowed to shecht into a pit. And this was the way of idol worshippers, and that was the concern. Aval ose guma besoch beso beshvil sheyikones hadam lesocha. But if you have a situation where you're shechting in a place where you don't want to sully the area, and it's readily apparent that that's your intent, it's your house, so then you can make this conduit type of method into the pit, as long as you're not shechting directly into the pit, which was the way of Avodah Zarah. Uvashuk lo yasekein. But if you're in the marketplace, where it's not readily apparent that the reason you're doing it is not to sully the area, because on the contrary, in their marketplaces, people didn't care about sullying. That wasn't the standard that was accepted. And therefore, even though the same conduit into the pit method that's acceptable in the house, because people understand what you're doing, even that method would not be acceptable in the shuk, in the marketplace. Shalo yachke es hatzedukim, so as not to endorse the chok, the behavior, the ritual of the tzedukim. You'll note in Art Scroll, footnote 1, on this amud, they bring from the Dikdukdei Sofrim that the word should be not tzedukim, but minin, but because of the censors, they switched out of that, but it's not the tzedukim that behave in such a way. It's indeed some sort of idol worship that is our concern. Continuing in the Gemara, Ein shochtin, you're not allowed to shecht into the sea, but you'd be able to shecht into a pool of water. Maishina lesoch yamim delo de'amri l'shara de'yama kashachit. you're worried that he's shechting to the deity of the water, some idol worship. So if you're shechting into a pool of water, you have the same problem. It looks like you're doing it into your reflection. Amar Rava, Rava said, Ba'achurim Shanu, it's darkened water and there's no reflection. We find such a halacha regarding davening towards a window or mirror to daven Shmona Esrei in such a way, so a mirror is going to give you a reflection, and it looks like you're davening to yourself. So that's something that we don't do. The end of the Mishnah told us that you're not allowed to be shochet into a guma, into a pit. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Resha, the original statement of you're not allowed to shecht into a pit, is Buguma Shabashok, a pit that's in the marketplace. And then it continues with the Guma Shababayas and the solution to run the water through a conduit into the pit because people see that you're in your house and you don't want to sully the area. Amale Rava, Rava said, Vahamidiktani Seifa Uveshuklo Yaasekain. The end of the Mishnah said that you don't do this in a marketplace. Mechlal Dereisha lo b'shuk askinon. So the original statement is not about a shuk. And according to Abaye, in the house, you'd be able to shecht into the pit. And in the shuk, you're not allowed to shecht into the pit. Elo amar Rava, Rava says, no, it's more restrictive than that. Hachi komar, like this. Ein shochten luguma kol ikar, you're never allowed to shecht into a pit. V'arotze lenaka chatzeru, a person wants to keep his yard clean. Keitzadu osa, what would he do? This is his living space. Osa makam chutz luguma, you can make a place outside the pit. V'shochet v'dam shoses v'yored, and through this crevice, the blood goes into the pit, leguma, over shuklo yasekein. But in the marketplace, even that is prohibited, shalo yachkes hatzedukim, because he would be endorsing the practice of this idol worshiper sect, even though in the house it was okay, because impressions count, because in the house people understand what you're doing. In the shuk, they think you're coming up with another technique of the improper practice. It is fascinating that the same way that we have lechatchilas and bidiyevids in halacha, in the positive sense, how strict do you have to be? Lechatchila, bidiyevid, what are the circumstances? That's true in the negative, in logistics as well. When a person looks at someone in the house, realizes they're a shasat chak, they're like a bidiyevid, it's a difficult situation, and they are more understanding of what it is that you're doing, not to sully the area. They take a look at the shuk, the same exact kind of crevice and everything else, but it's a lechatchila case. In their environment, in their society, apparently it didn't bother anybody that there was a stain of blood on the ground. And it was like, who cares? So why would you be making this crevice into the pit? Obviously, you're trying to get the blood into the pit and it looks bad. It looks like you're endorsing the idol worship. We'll stop there. Yeshe koach for joining.